It's very welcome to hear that there's movement as far as the houses is concerned. Now, as far as I'm aware, it's a housing body that is buying, purchasing the houses. And the housing body then takes the applicants off the Donegal County Council social housing list. And that's the way that the houses is allocated.
So you're saying it's not...
through the housing body, not through Donegal County Council.
Okay, so it's a housing body that's purchased them now and they make them available to the council.
I'm not saying they're purchased, Greg. There's negotiations ongoing and okay. Hopefully it will lead to a successful conclusion. Personally, I'd rather see the council owning the houses and we get the rent from them. When they go to the housing bodies, the council doesn't get any rent from them. And but with the situation we're in with the housing at present, and we have been in this last number of years, open to getting houses from anywhere, anyway, whether it's through housing bodies or whether it's through any other system, we're open to get as many houses as we can to try and help to resolve the massive housing crisis we have in this county.
But in this situation, obviously 17 houses become available, but these are not assets of the councils then, and also that means that they will always remain assets unless they're offloaded of the housing agency, which means, as I say, unless something changes into the future, they won't ever necessarily be available for purchase by the tenants unless that agency themselves decide that's the route they wish to go down.
As far as I know, that the housing agencies cannot sell the houses within 30 years.
Wow, okay.
I think they have up to 30 years to pay back the funding first, and they can't sell them houses. What to do with them houses after that is up to themselves. But look, that aside, I think it's very good news that there is negotiations taking place as far as I'm concerned. I have been talking to the developer, and he's fairly positive about it as well. And it's not just this site and the county. There have been a number of other sites in the county as well, and hopefully there's movement taking place in them as well, and that we will be successful and get them available to the applicants in the council social housing list as well.
Yeah, we do
great,
need
great news. If we can get these houses, if the association housing body can purchase these houses, that's going to be good news for the people of Milford. I know we were here 3 years ago when we thought that the deal was going to be done with the council and the developer. And we were looking at that time, hopefully, at coming up to near Christmas 3 years ago, that they would be let out. But unfortunately, 3 years later, we're in the situation where we are today. But, you know, we thought at that time, we're thinking this time, maybe, hopefully, that they may be available to tenants before Christmas this year. But, look, we can't guarantee nothing until the deal is struck and everything is agreed on. We just can't say that, but I think everything is moving in the right direction. Hopefully keep moving in that direction and that these houses will become available sooner rather than later.
We do need developers. We need developers developing property. Now, obviously, we were in a particular time whereby, you know, deals were done and then costs went through the roof and developers, and I'm speaking generally, you know, felt that they weren't able to absorb those costs. But we need the council working with developers, and we need developers active in this county as part of the solution to the housing crisis, because they do have money and they will spend it elsewhere, whereby the pathway to profits is easier.
Yeah, we do need the developers. We do need the houses. And look, I'm aware of three developers looking to develop houses in Milford. Mm. Extra houses in Milford, plus the council is going to provide 12 of themselves, hopefully before the end of next year as well. So look, as far as the developers providing are going to provide the houses, it's looking positive. But I have to say, my fear is that they might not get built in the houses, and if they do get built in the houses, they may not have the supplies necessary to put people into the houses, and put them in there is the water supply in the Milford area.
What does that mean, Liam? Because there's a hose pipe ban ongoing now, and if you sort of read what Ishka Aaron is saying about it, there doesn't seem to be any hope in sight. They keep extending it. I think it's into September now, but we've had very, very little rainfall, and that supply is running low. And I don't think even if it rained 40 days and 40 nights, it would replenish it to the place that it needs to be. So what does that mean? Say an application goes in Milford that would need to be connected to that water supply for 25 houses, for an example. Could that still go ahead, or would the planners look at the situation with water and say, well, there's not enough water at the moment for what's there. How does that infrastructure in real terms potentially affect development in the years ahead?
There's a massive impact on the development. You take before Irish Water took over, you applied on the Galway County Council for plan permission for your houses. If you have plan permission for your houses, you've got permission as well to connect to the main sewer and to the public water supply. Now, if you're looking at building houses in Milford, you have to, you've been in discussions with the staff of the Galway County Council. One of the things we'll ask you to do is to go and get the go-ahead from Irish Water. And that can take 3 to 4 months to get a reply back from them. And with the situation with the water at present in Milford, it's very unlikely that new developments will get the permission to go ahead.
Yeah. Because Irish Water are in the business of providing water, not housing. So they have to look at it in those raw terms.
They have to look at it and they have to look to see what supply is and what's available. And unfortunately, the way things is demanded, as you say, the hose pipe ban has been on this last 4 months. How much longer after September it will be on, I don't know, but I'm sure it'll go on longer because they have reduced where they're supplying water to out of the reservoir Milford, but the reservoir is still reducing and size. The supply is reducing all the time, whether it is through the cracks that's appeared with the dry weather and with the reservoir going down and extra water is escaping or what it is, I do not know, but the reservoir is still going down as far as I'm concerned or as far as I'm aware of. And that's a very, very serious situation up there. And there's been large amount of money on a new treatment plant up there. And, you know, the way it's going at the moment, they might, in my own opinion, I think through time we could see maybe that reservoir not being viable or not being enough of supply to supply and maybe closing down. I don't know. I think something seriously has to be done with it. And
is there any?
I know they are upgrading the plant in Cranford to try and pump up extra water up into the Milford area. But I think it could be the end of this year before that's finished.
Yeah, and then that obviously, you know, there's only so much water can go around. There's only so much water can be pumped from one area to the next. It's kind of, you know, medium to long term solutions we need here because the demand is there, the population is growing, you know. Especially if the will is there to build houses, it's crazy if the blocks are being put on it because Irish Water would have to say, I suppose, we don't have the water for either a single house, let alone a development of 30 or a new hotel or whatever it might be.
Unfortunately, it could hold back this whole area. And I say this whole area, I mean the Milford and Letterkenny municipal district area. It could hold it all back from development for a number of years. And if you look, and you're fully aware of the situation in Downing, I'm quite sure, where there's a restriction on at night time, we have Kerrygaard, Glen, the same. Remelton, as the supply going from Melton coming from Letterkenny, is very, very poor a lot of the time. We have the restrictions on the hose pipe bans on Milford. And like the whole area has just been... It's been hampered.
Okay. And Irish Water say Letterkenny, Buncrana, Ardrar are on the... Not Ardrar, I don't want to... But certainly Letterkenny, Buncrana are on the brink as well in terms of you know, water supply.
Definitely, and it has been on the brink for quite a while. But, you know, to get answers from SD Erne for Irish Water, it's very hard to get anything concrete or up to date of what's going on. And I'll give you an example. They meet us once a year now as councillors. We met them last September. We got the reply to our questions in the end of June. And the reason we got a reply, in my opinion, is because we're meeting them again in September. And the reply we got was six replies to questions that had been asked, but the questions had been all bundled into some and similar questions from different councillors.
Yeah.
And nothing direct.
No specifics.
Generic than anything else.
Yeah,
but they said that they thought the answers were sent out in November to us, but they only realised in June that they hadn't been sent out to us. But look, that's just... And that's the way they treat people, no matter who you are. Anybody that is in contact with them, even when their office or their call centre in Cork, then you never get a what you say, I suppose, a reply that you'll be happy with.